So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both, and she's just got the most beautiful way of being in the world. Her name is Katrina Elkins, and she's a light bringer. How much fun is that? Hi, Katrina.
Well, hello, Erica. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's so fun to be a light bringer.
We had such a comedy of errors getting together. So I think this is really cause for celebration that we're even together here on the podcast. We had like things and change things and technology things. And like, it's like now we're just the fact that we're both here together with recording operational is like, yes.
It's time for celebration right now, right here.
And it sounded earlier like you may be also balancing being a mom. You have some kids. Mm-hmm. How old are your kids?
I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Oh, yes. Yes,
I
yes.
Remember those ages.
Yeah. Aww. It's beautiful. Beautiful nice. Ages. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think drew you to being in this field of entrepreneur lightworker?
Truthfully, I feel like I've always been in it. You know, I was an entrepreneur at a very young age. It started like when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. So it's always been part of me, the entrepreneur. And then really the light worker part, I think that was when I was really unraveling a lot of some of the emotional traumas and things that I needed to address in my life. And so that was probably about 10 years ago that really started. So, but it's always been part of my path. This is who I am.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Tell me kind of something that inspires you. Like, what's something that gets you kind of in a inspired place?
I love writing. I have changed and morphed with my writing. I'm so passionate about it. When I get a download, when I feel that feeling in my body, like, you know, there's messages coming through, and to actually take a pen to paper and write it and just let the flow happen, it feels so good. And it just brings up this like fiery passion, like just so vibrant. And
guys, I didn't pay her to say that. I know, you know, I was like, I love books. I get inspired by books and I learn from them. Like, that's actually a source for me. If I might open a book to a page and just see what it would like to tell me, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. I think the last like 5 years, I've really just trusted, okay, I don't have to read a whole book from front to back. I can just open this book right here and open it to the page that Spirit is telling me. And I receive so much from that.
I do too. I also say, like, if something's sticking me or like causing me drama in my life, I'll say, okay, you know, show me what I'm resisting learning, or mm-hmm. show me what I'm not getting. And then I'll open to a page that like might tell me something like that. So mm-hmm. I might ask it for that as well.
Yes. It's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I don't know how to ask this very well, but I'm going to try. I mean, which is funny because I've been interviewing since 1984 professionally and I still get stuck sometimes. But my question is, like, for people who like to teach happiness and they like to teach vulnerability and they like to teach all these topics, how is it that you're able, how is it that, and let's just speak to the audience now, if they're building a business and it doesn't fit in the traditional commercial structure, mm-hmm. what can you recommend for someone as far as that?
Oh, I just got goosebumps. Oof. Like, so that was a lot of my journey for 7 years. I really wanted to write my memoir and I was trying to fit it into a box, trying to make it fit. And I was stuck. Like, I got stuck for 7 years, rewriting, trying to do this way, you know, seeing what the format was, you know, entering it into contests and getting all this critique back of, you know, this isn't the right way, you know, all these different things. And that was a huge ego, like real, like, okay, I'm trying to fit something, you know, that I'm really passionate about into somebody else's box.
And I love the way you said that. It's kind of like I got a picture of, like, you know, having a pumpkin, trying to fit it into one of those little flat, FedEx book boxes.
Right.
You're like, my pumpkin doesn't fit. I don't understand. I better change the pumpkin.
Right? Well, the pumpkin can't change. Like, the pumpkin is the gift that you are bringing forward. And you cannot, no matter how many times you try to shape it, form it, whatever, like, it is not going to change. And that is then the deeper exploration of trusting you and your voice, trusting your unique gift that you have, and that only you can say it the way that other people want to hear it and long to hear it. They want to hear the way that you have to present your pumpkin, whatever that is. And it doesn't, they don't want to hear it in a different way. So only you can bring that forward in your message.
I love it.
And that's huge. That's a huge awareness for me. That's when I broke free from, I released my memoir into a online course. You know, I had my 6 chapters, you know, after how many rewrites, and it was perfect because I released it, I let it go. And then I had all this other inspiration of different ways of writing. And I just allowed the way my authentic voice wants to be heard.
Wow. So, and tell us the name of your book.
So the latest one is part of a compilation book. It's 365 Life Shifts. And it's, you know, a lot of different authors. And it's, but it's an incredible book. It's an international bestseller. And my chapter is all about embracing my gifts that I have, that I was scared, like actually scared to bring forward and to allow.
Yeah, I can't relate to that at all.
Right?
Yeah, not every day or anything.
And so, like, that was to release that into a compilation book and have it be an international bestseller was probably one of the it was really being visible. It started my real journey of being visible for who I am and what I offer. And to know that it didn't matter who liked it or who hated it, because I spoke my truth and I shared my truth. Wow. And the funny thing is, it really hasn't been a big deal at all. Wow. But it's funneled and channeled this beautiful energy for me to really birth a whole, like, bunch of other things in my life. Really stepping into my power as a healer, as a light bringer, and not just an author.
Yeah. Wow. It's so much fun to talk to you. I feel like I could just talk to you forever, but my podcast is 8 minutes, so we better kind of get ready to let people know how they can find you and how they can learn more from you.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Thanks for having me on this incredible 8 minutes that went so fast. So I am on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, Katrina Elkins. You can find me on either of those places. You can also find me on my website, which is just katrinaelkins.com. And I have lots of different offerings. I'll have online courses, live events, and, you know, you can purchase my books as well.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming. And I look forward to talking to you more in the future for sure.
Great. Thank you so much, Erica.
Sure.